Good morning, Soars. Good morning. And welcome once again to our Saturday morning prayer call. I believe this is our 12th morning together. And we have had just a wonderful time in the Lord these 12 days. They have been enriching and encouraging and inspiring. And I just want to welcome you again and thank you for joining us on behalf of our president, Soar Keisha Thurman, myself, Soar Dawn Clark, co-chaplain Arlene Young, co-chaplain Latasha Gray, and all of our chaplain, Council of Chaplains, we welcome you again this morning. And I just want to start us off with Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. And it says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, and let the King of Glory come in." Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord that is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up. Lift you ancient doors. Let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. The Lord is the King of Glory. And we invite the King of Glory to come in this morning and to allow his presence, the glory of his presence, to be with us today. And I am truly honored to introduce our Soar chaplains that will be leading us today. We have Soar Christy Washington and Soar Wanda Brown, and I will turn it over to them.
Good morning, Soars. It is such a blessing to be on this call with you today. I just want to start by saying something that came to me just before we started. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The beginning of the year, I heard it prophesied by many men and women of God before 2020 even got well underway, that 2020 would be a year of great change. But we can all agree that this year has been like nothing we've ever seen before. All that we've been experiencing in just the first 5 months of this year has caused many people to be very unsettled, sad, resentful, discouraged, fearful, and asking God, what's going on? God tells us in his word that in the last days, perilous times will come. And he also tells us, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, and I will never leave you or forsake you. So in the midst of living through the effects of a global pandemic and the social injustice and unrest going on throughout our country, we must remind ourselves of what God's word says. Remind means to cause someone to remember something. We must remember what God has said to us in his word. And we must remind ourselves of God's love, the love he has for all of us. Almost everyone is familiar with the 23rd Psalms, but I'd like to call your attention to the 22nd Psalms. The 22nd Psalms is a prophetic description of what Jesus endured when he was on the cross, and how even Jesus, during the darkest time of his life, had to remind himself of what God said and who God was. In Psalm 22, Jesus starts by saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Jesus goes on to say in verses 3-5, but you are holy, enthralled in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. So, sorrows, in troubling times, we must do what Jesus did and strengthen our faith in God by reminding ourselves of the word of God that is so deeply rooted in our hearts, and make it personal. begin to speak his word out of our mouths. Like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God is our protection. God is our peace. He is our comforter. And God is saying to you right now through his written word, my joy is your strength. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen you and help you. God loves us, and he tells us exactly what thoughts he wants us to think on. Whatever things are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, good report, and praiseworthy. He also tells us exactly what he thinks about us in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So, Lord, let's keep our minds stayed on the word of God and be blessed. Soror Christie.
Good morning, Soror. Soror Wanda read from Philippians 4:9, and she directed us on what to think on. I would like to take a closer look at Philippians 4, but I want to begin at verse 4. And go through verse 9. It reads, and this is from the Amplified version of the Bible, rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in him. And again, I say, rejoice. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness, your considerateness, your forbearing spirit. The Lord is near. He is coming soon. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, your definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured assured of salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on that and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your mind on them. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that your word leads us back to you. We put you in remembrance of your word by speaking your word back to you. Father, your word says that Jesus is the truth, and we will think on him. John 14:6 says, Jesus says, I am the truth and the life. Father, your word says that you are worthy of reverence, and that you are. As it says in Psalms 128:1, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is everyone who fears and reveres and worships the Lord, who walks in his ways and live according to his commandments. Father, your word says, think on whatever is honorable, and you are certainly honorable. Therefore, honor your God with your bodies, who were bought with a price. Father, your word says, think on whatever is just. You, our Father God, are just. Father, your word in 1 John 1:9 says, you are faithful and just. Father, we think on you, for you are pure. Your word is pure. Your wisdom is pure, Father. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Father, inspired by the Holy Spirit, you said we should think on whatever is lovely and lovable. Oh God, you are love and you are lovable. The psalmist Marvin Sapp says, you are altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. Oh, Father, we thank you that we can think on you, who is kind, winsome, and gracious. Father, we thank you that your word in Luke describes you as the Most High God, as kind and grateful to all, to the ungrateful and the wicked. Father, Philippians goes on to say, if there is any virtue and excellence, we should think on these things. Jesus, you are virtue. Your virtue was so great that the woman with the issue of blood, when she just touched the hem of your garment, she was immediately healed of a disease that plagued her for 12 years. You are virtue, and virtue is in you, and we will continue to keep our minds focused on that. Father, your word says, whatever is worthy of praise, we should think on that. And you are certainly worthy of praise. Father, Revelation 4 describes how the four creatures around your throne day and night worship you, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And the 24 elders casting forth their crowns of gold, saying, you are worthy, Lord God, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you created all things, and by your will all things were created and have their being. Father, we thank you that your word leads us back to you, who is gracious, kind, pure, and worthy of praise. Isaiah 26 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Father, we will keep our minds on you and we trust you, for you are good and we are safe in your arms. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sora Don, for ushering us in to the Spirit. And also thank you to Sora Christy and to Sora Wanda for reminding us of what we need to think about to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Before we close out, I would like to turn over to our Sora and President, Keisha Thurman.
Thank you. Good morning, Soars. First and foremost, as always, thank you to Soar Sherry, chair of our unmatchable and uncomparable ICT team, for her continued support with these calls, and to our equally as amazing co-chaplains and the Council of Chaplains for bringing us these truly spirit-filled calls and messages every week for the last 12 weeks, I believe Sora Don said. We love you all and appreciate you all for your time and talents. Thank you. Start with prayer requests. Please keep Sora Mary Mayo in your thoughts and prayers as she was hospitalized this week, but is now home recovering. Amen. And all of the other Soras on the prayer list and their loved ones that are in need of prayers and love at this time. Soras, as you enjoy another beautiful weekend, not quite as warm as last weekend. Just a few reminders. Today, we will celebrate our Delta Gems and Embodied Seniors with a graduation recognition caravan at Hope United Methodist Church from 3 to 4 p.m. in the parking lot near the Civic Center. We're going to park and allow our seniors to caravan in front of us as they celebrate their accomplishments this year. So if you have time and you can come up there, pop up there, that would be great. We would love to see you and to have your support for our youth and our programs. And also, don't forget tomorrow's important Southfield Unity Day, Kneel to Heal, which is from 2 to 4 at the Civic Center, also off Evergreen. Please make sure you read the flyer closely for parking details and program specifics so you know what to expect. Don't forget your mask and, of course, your Delta paraphernalia. Hopefully, I'll see you all at some point this weekend. Please continue to pray for our sorority, our country, as we continue to live through COVID-19 and the ongoing social injustice and unrest. Please stay safe as our state continues to open back up a little bit and trying to get to a new norm. Wear your mask and remember to social distance. Or have a great day. I love you, and hopefully I'll see you all soon.
Thank you. So, Soras, as we get ready to end this call, I just want to turn our minds back to what Sora Wanda and Sora Christy were referencing. And I want to leave you all with a scripture that comes from Isaiah 26 and 3, and it reads, You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And so with this, it reminds me that in the midst of a pandemic, and even in the midst of the social unrest that is going on in our country, and whatever is going on in your personal life, there is still peace, in perfect peace. And it requires us to keep our mind stayed on Christ. So let us remember that where our thoughts should be and how to center ourselves so that we can get the peace that is guaranteed to us. So as we depart this call, I pray that you will be thoughtful and mindful and that you will be in perfect peace. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend, Lord.
Amen.